Hi, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Well, hello, Therese. How are you?
Oh, nice to make your acquaintance, Queen.
Nice to meet you as well. Hey, Javon.
You know what?
Javon or Javon?
It's Javon, but however you like to say it tonight, it's Javon. You know, it's up to you. It's
Javon.
You know, I'm good with it. You know where we from, right?
The Bronx.
You know that's
Post
right.
Down.
You, all day. All
proud
night.
Of it.
You know that.
I'm very proud to be from the Bronx.
That's what's
a
up.
A lot of good comes from the Bronx. They just don't realize it.
This is true. And a lot of people think that you are from Philly.
Well, I went to Philly when I was 12.
Aha.
So, but, you know, I mean, I know I'm from both places. I'm from West Philadelphia. But I'm born, what's inside my heart and blood is Bronx. And I'm proud of that. There's nothing wrong with being from the hood. You just don't have to be hood.
How about that?
Oh, you know, when it's time to be hood, though. Believe me, I know.
I was just going to say, number one, a little sprinkle of hood, Jesse, comes in handy.
Yeah, I had to bring it a little bit to Cali. I've been in Cali now 30 years.
Wow.
So I'm here longer now. Everybody calls me, oh, yeah, you're a Valley girl. I'm like, yeah, when I want to be, I know how to put on that classy hat and go, you know, to Beverly Hills or do what I have to do. But I know where I'm from. I'm from the Bronx.
That's what's up. And you know what? There's something about us Bronx folk, you know, no matter where we end up on the map, it's still with us. It comes with a part of it.
They recognize it, too. They say some antsy things sometimes here in Cali at me, but I'm like, you know, I just brush it off because they go, you must not be from here. Well, no. First of all, I have a lot more air inside.
Woo! Say that then.
Air.
Yeah.
Some of them, I'm not saying all, you know, I live in Cali. I don't want to get beat down out here by myself. No, but it's a lot of airheads when I first moved here.
Right.
I encountered. But I didn't befriend them because that's not who I am.
Right. Yeah.
I'm as real as they come. Hey, we watch our back. We watch our front. That's the Bronx. We watch everything.
This is it. And we watch out for one another.
Exactly.
That's
Philly too now. I mean, I got the Philly in me. You just got to know where you come from. Don't act like you don't know where you come from. Believe me, there's so many of us that are from the hood that don't want to mention that. You know, and they think that, you know, everybody's bad, you know, when you're from hood.
Right.
The hood. You're from the hood. You know, my husband is from the hood in Tennessee. A little town.
Nice.
He said, yeah, well, I got some hood. Yeah, I know you do.
Yes.
Anyway, but beyond all that, I am so glad to be here in your presence. Thank you so much for having me.
I am so happy to have
you. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And before we go back to how it all started, because I was trying to, I think maybe last week or the week before, I was talking about you and I was talking about your story of how you were discovered. But I'm going to let you tell that story. But before we get to all that, yeah, I know, right? Ain't you tired of it? But everybody doesn't know it. And, you know, it's really, really a great story. But since I brought it up, damn, maybe we should. But before
yes, I might as well go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, the true thing is, I know that, like I had used to tell everyone, you know, that you got to believe in yourself, first of all. Growing up, I had, we had Amage Hour, King Amage Hour. Mm-hmm. I have six brothers and an oldest sister. And my parents would always make us, we had a basement. We would go down to the basement or probably, I think it was in the living room or the basement. We could do both. But they wanted us to perform because they know that that's what was instilled in us. Mm-hmm. I listened to Linda Jones, Chaka Khan, Stevie Wonder, Patti LaBelle, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. I listened to the greats. And I mainly sang a lot of balladeer kind of things. So my dad would always say, yeah, my baby's going to be a balladeer. So hearing that, mm-hmm. I would love hearing, you know, slow songs, very standard ballads from Sam Cooke, Nat King Cole. You know, my dad also sang with the Harptones as a tenor part time. You know, when they needed a tenor singer, he would, you know, come in sometimes. And then Uncle Avon, Bubbling Brown Sugar, Avon Long, which is my uncle. You know, they both have passed on, but it's all still instilled in me to do a performance, and be it act on stage, being, you know, being this the person you are, and singing and giving them what they want to hear, or just dancing around and bringing people in, you know, closer to you, like they're in your living room. And that's what I always did. But when I was little, I was five, my dad also took me to the Apollo Theater with him. And instead of getting up there to sing, I got up there and rolled my belly. So it was like, I'm going to do something. And what he told me, he said, I wanted you to perform a little bit, like sing a little bit for them, but you rolled your tummy. So I appreciated that. And then it was like, okay, that's enough for you. But I always wanted to be either an actress, singer was first, actress, DJ was second.
Okay.
Because we had our little cassette, you know, player back then, you know, the cassette tapes and everything. I had my own little radio station. Nice. And it was called WDYD. Why do you disco? When I got a little older, I was like,
I love it.
I'm going to be a DJ. And I love to talk on the music. You know how they back in the day, they talked with the music and introduced the artists. And I had a good time doing stuff like that. But King Amateur Hour was my life, because it started off the same way you see like the Michael Jackson story, or, you know, those stories with families of music and musicians. Mm-hmm. All of that was in there. Bass player, trumpeter, trumpet player, conga player, singer. My sister played timbales as well. And bass player. I mean, it was a drummer.
Right.
You know, yeah, everything was in the family. And I play congas, but I got it from my brother Eric. It was like, you know, I can play that too. You know, I wanted him to know. I started playing. But when Shame came out, I was just like, okay, all I have to do is just copy that and just play it so I can perform it, instead of them thinking, oh, she don't really play an instrument. So I was like, oh, I'll show you. I know rhythm. You know, right. I got that rhythm. So here I am, but at 14 years old, while in Philadelphia, went to West Philly High, very proud to say. Hi, Philly, by the way.
Okay.
Of course, I got to say hi to the Bronx. What y'all do?
You know that's what's up.
I love you all, and I appreciate your love and support all these almost 44 years.
Wow.
We're going to celebrate next year the first entrance of Shame. So it's amazing. It's amazing. But I got discovered while I was with my mom. I went in with her one night, my mom and dad. My dad was maintenance and my mom was a cleaning woman. Now, mind you, sometimes she would answer the phones if no one was there, you know, help out a little bit. But it was at Philly International, Gambling Huff. Yes, no one was supposed to be there. My mom said, get in and get out. You're just going to, you know, clean up, get in, get out. And I got paid, you know, we work, you get paid.
Right.
So I was happy about that. I'm going to get paid. So I'm with mom and dad too. Now, my mom hummed everywhere. She would just, you know, you would hear that back in the day from your grandmoms to your moms, you know, just humming while they work, cook, clean, whatever. My mom would hum. I just decided, hey, no one's here, so I can sing a little bit, you know. And I'm just singing while I was in the men's room. But all of a sudden, this tall, dark, and handsome man walks up. No one's supposed to be there. Theodore Life is his name. Everyone knows him now. T-Life, we called him.
Yes.
T-Life walks in, and he's like, you know, he heard something, but he thought it was amazing. Must have thought it was amazing, because he found my mother in the hallway and asked her, you know, was I singing and who is that and blah, blah, blah. They went on whatever they were saying because I wasn't there. But he came back around to me and he just heard me singing again some more while I was vacuum cleaning the hallway. So he goes, one day I'm going to make you a star. Those are the words I heard. And that was it. Because it was like, that was when the air came out of my head. Because
And you were singing, what song was that?
A change is gonna come by Sam. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Kept vacuuming. Mm-hmm. Make you a star. I was like, yeah, right. And I kept vacuuming. So I was like, I don't know this guy. Who's this man? You know.
Uh-oh.
And then my parents, you know, just, you know, they talked to him. Something went on. 2 weeks, about 2 weeks, he introduced me to John Fitzreuben Cross, the writers of a song, Shame.
Mm.
They all got together, they incorporated Shame together, and here I am, and I'm so proud that I was able to sing down the melody for them, and they were just like, T-Life said, that's a hit. You know, T-Life is very firm. T-Life, even though he's from Philly, he reminds me of a New Yorker. You know, he had both in him.
Rough,
you
know? Yeah.
East Coast, he's East Coast.
And you know, you were how old when Shame was recorded?
Going on 15.
Okay.
When I got discovered.
Okay. So,
and when I recorded it, I was going on 15.
Okay. So a little interesting point here. First of all, and I could tell that you have some modesty in your spirit, but Shame didn't just get released, it exploded. Okay. It was a grenade that went off in 77. Okay.
Yes. And due to my LGBTQ. Is that right? The Q, yes, in there?
Yes.
Yeah. This Q.
Yes. But
they loved it. Correct. Yeah. It was crazy. It went so fast. I was shocked.
Oh, Evelyn, I know. I know it exploded. And what was even more captivating was that we thought initially that it was a grown, older, heavy set, you know, like all those belters those voices were just, you know, when you saw them, you knew. And nobody, not until it started to you guys started to run press on that. When they told us it was a 16-year-old girl, like I couldn't believe it.
You know the funny thing?
14 going on 15.
Yes. The funny part about it, though, when I did all, we remember all of the TV shows back then, you know, the talk shows. Mm-hmm. We had Dinah Shore.
Mm-hmm.
We had Mike Douglas, Merv Griffin,
mm-hmm.
Dick Clark, all of those shows.
Yep.
They were looking for me while I was standing right in front of them, because they was asking my parents, you know, well, can you bring Evelyn out? It was comical, a lot of the shows I did, because I would stand right next to Merv Griffin, right next to Mike Douglas, right next to Dinah Shore, and she would go, oh, and then she would go, Bubbles, I know they called you Bubbles. I love the way she said that. Love the way she said it. And but I'll never forget all of those shows where they were looking for me to be a 30-year-old, at least, and very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I would just, and you can look back on it. I know y'all probably don't believe it. Me talking now is different than hearing this. I'm right here. That was the way I talked. I was very shy. Believe it or not, I was very shy. Mm-hmm. Even though I was a class clown in school. Yeah, I passed. But I was a class clown. I'm not ashamed to say. I would get everybody else in trouble. I would play cards. I would fix my desk. I would bring my dad's tools to school. I was a tomboy. I brought my dad's kits of, you know, the tools. He would look for them. I would be fixing my desk and everybody else that needed it fixed. I knew what I had to do. That was just the way I was. It was just me. My personality is what you see. It's still the same Bubbles that you're going to meet. You know, you ever meet is just going to be me. You can't change what's embedded in me. And it came from my mom and dad, because we had fun loving nutty parents.
Where did Bubbles, who named you Bubbles?
And my mom, she mom. Said I had blown spit bubbles as a baby. So of course champagne
came later on when I was saying, wait, you know, we're gonna change the name. Champagne sounds good to me, but we didn't think about it yet, right? But Bubbles would not work in the middle because I'm not stripping for no one my husband if I ever got married. I said that. I said I will never strip for anyone unless I got married and I'd strip for my husband. I would strip for nobody else. So Bubbles is not going in the middle because that's what people would probably expect. Bubble, you know, because I used to hear all the names. I wasn't naive to the game. You know, you heard the names that the strippers have. Bubbles is a lot of them. So I just No. Champagne was decided by T Life Mom and Dad. They just huddled together and they thought it just sounded more appropriate. You know, I was of age, you know, to have a grown up name and people can relate to it. And it matched with the bubbly personality. And here it is. It remains.
14, 15 years old, Shane explodes on the dance floors. And you probably couldn't get into a lot of clubs that you may have been singing in.
I was actually singing in clubs at 14 in the local band. I was in a local band in Philly before I became Evelyn Champagne King. Very proud to say that because I enjoyed it.
Nice.
I enjoyed being, you know, you be the person that you are no matter what. And I had that in the band. You know, all of those things that would go on, you know, being in clubs and all. They didn't expect me to be in there, but I had to because I was the singer. I was one of the singers. Mm-hmm. It was me and another lady singer. Her name is Debbie, by the way. So, okay. Debbie, if you're still out there, you know, I just pray that you're okay and your family. Yep. Debbie Pitts, I think it was.
Nice. This is what I was trying to show right here.
Oh, that's one of my favorite pictures. One of my favorite pictures.
Nice.
As my husband says, I still got that button nose and the braids are still going on. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with this because it's keeping my hair happy.
Well, I'll share. I contemplated sharing this because it's a little personal.
Uh-oh.
But I will say, no, it's good personal. There are Phyllis Hyman was a dear friend.
Oh, loved her.
Yeah. And one of our feel-good songs that we had together just happened to be Shane.
Really?
And the funnier part about it is, for those who may not know, she had a huge sense of humor.
Yes, she did.
She could be anywhere, and when you would hear the chords, like, and a lot of times it was just around the house we'd play, and we would both go into our comedy routine, and just and Shane would be our go-to song. For that, it was
for sharing that. I didn't know that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I got to meet her because she passed. So that was an honor. And I'm telling you, the first thing I thought of, which is very comical, was, you know what? I must be a shrimp because this woman was so tall, and here I would have on heels. You know, so it was like, wait, I put on heels, you know, just to make sure I could. Hi, girl. It's nice to meet you. That didn't work. So, but she had a sense of humor, yes. And she did, she talked to me for a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, and just meeting her. Mm-hmm. And all I felt was warmth from her. But I did know, I guess, I don't know what her sign was, but
cancer. I felt,
okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. I felt, and I never knew until you just said so. A sense of the same vibe as far as your personality of mm-hmm. the way you feel about things. Mm-hmm. I just felt that we would be very, very close if we would have known each other longer. Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason why, not just because of that, and I didn't even know, like I said, I didn't know her sign, but her sensitivity, she was very sensitive.
Absolutely.
And passionate.
Absolutely.
And cared very much about others.
Yes, she did. And that particularly is, our folk.
Cancers are like that.
Particularly our folk, you know.
Yes.
I had a love affair with wanting to make sure that Black folk were okay.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have to. Who's going to do that other than us? We know what we stand for, what we're about, yes. and the trials and tribulations we go through. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, can talk about it.
But Shame was one of her faves, you know.
That is so nice to know. I did not know that.
Yes.
That means a lot. Thanks for sharing that, Therese.
Absolutely, absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you.
But you just had hit after Once Upon a Time, you couldn't turn on the radio without Evelyn Champagne King on it.
You know what? I'm not bragging, but I'm still hearing it.
Yeah.
It's true. I can't listen. I don't hardly listen to myself. That's just me. I'm a rock. I listen to rock. Don't laugh, y'all. I listen to rock and roll. I listen to country from time to time. But I listen to rock while I'm cleaning or doing other things. I listen to smooth jazz because my husband is really a smooth jazz. What else I listen to?
Please give Freddie Fox our love.
I sure will. He's downstairs chilling with his guitar. So that way I can leave him alone while he lets me do my job.
Oh, right. Okay. All right now.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to say hi, he'll pop in.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Now you formed this super group, and I'm the super group of vocalists. The First Ladies of Disco?
No.
No?
No.
That wasn't you?
No. I was in it. I didn't form it.
Okay. Gotcha.
That was James Washington.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
James Washington, which is Martha Wash's manager.
Yes.
Okay.
He formed it and he put us all three together. But we didn't call ourselves a group because we had our own individual. We wanted everyone to make sure that it was just First Ladies of Disco. He was trying to bring us together, bring women together that he felt that had their individuality, you know, of talent and their own songs, and then can bring a song together or two or whatever, you know, we would make together. Mm-hmm. And it worked perfectly. It was fun. Mm-hmm. I love them both. Linda Clifford is a ham. Martha is a ham. I mean, they don't play. They don't bite their tongues with no one. Mm-hmm. They're very real. Mm-hmm. They're very serious. And they love what they do. And you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it. You can hear it. And the vibe with them is just, we just had so much fun together. But it was time for me to move on. And now we have, forgot her name, but she used to be with Chic.
Okay.
Jeannie, isn't her name Jean something?
Jean. Woo, we got to get it right.
This is bad. This is bad because
we'll get it right. Somebody will find it online.
Yeah, I'm supposed to know the answer.
Yeah.
A few ladies in
there. Yeah, but he's trying to make sure that we're all heard. But it really started from James Arena, which is author of the book First Ladies of Disco.
Okay.
And they just put together, I think they put their heads together to just say, hey, let's make this, turn this into an entertainment for the fans. So, and each of us have our own fans, but at the same time, we were brought together with a bunch of fans that just love the history of our stories, our music. And James Arena brought that to light. Thank you, James Arena, for doing that. And thank you, James Washington, for bringing us all together. Because, I mean, you get to hear some power. You know, you get to see, and you got to see a show. We had great musicians behind us, you know, when we was doing the performances. We got to, sing some other songs from other artists. I sang Bad Girls by Donna Summers, which I loved, which everyone loves.
Yes.
You got Martha Wash sang Sylvester songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Linda Clifford singing Turn the Beat Up. Vicky Sue Robinson.
Yes, yes.
She was a very good friend of mine and T-Life's.
Mm-hmm.
It was touchy moments of things we have to do, you know. Right. And I personally feel great, know that I'm growing even still.
Mm-hmm.
Even the older we get, you never stop growing in the business of learning different things, different styles, different techniques, different people, because everyone is individual. So I enjoyed it all.
But I'm glad that Therese brought it up, because that answers a question that you asked me earlier today.
What? The picture. That was the picture. That's what you was. Yeah, you were stupid. And I was basically saying, okay, I even said to you, first of all, when you seen the fan, I went, girl, I got to have this fan.
Yep.
With the flashes, because I'm going through it. And then I was saying, I'm not getting down there with you. You be down there and we'll be all right, because I wanted to lean. Yeah,
that's right.
That was a great picture, and you got the best one.
I do.
I need it.
I'll send it to you.
Okay, also, I should put it in my office.
Now, I can't promise I can find this one quickly, but there's another one with you, with the ladies and Troy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from the same night. It's a great one.
Speaking of Troy, of course, that's how we met.
Yes, absolutely.
When you contacted Troy, you was going to determine
you to know.
Find somebody to find me.
It was crazy. And then, like, his name just kept popping up. Like, well, who the hell? That was it. And I said, okay, let me just call the agency, because it was a talent agency. Call the agency and see if I could figure out. And I called and I said, yes, I'm trying to find Mr. Troy.
In that voice?
Yeah, I did. I tried because the silky smooth voice don't work with everybody, you know?
Most.
The funk just don't work.
But
he was like,
finding Troy.
Yeah, he said, "This is Troy." I was like, "You?" I said, "Can I tell you just how I've been trying to find you? Your name is every damn where. Where have you been? I've been trying to." He's like, "Well, who is this?" I said, "I'm your new best friend. That's who I am."
I'm glad you found him.
We did make fast friends.
But you know how it began with us. I mean, his go way back too.
Yes.
I mean, it's almost literally, it'll be almost at least 40, 43 years with Troy.
Wow. That's a blessing.
It's a blessing because I had a manager. Yes. People know, you know, some of the story. I don't get into it much, but yeah, it's a history of some bad blood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you're young. You don't learn everything. You don't know everything. Mm-hmm. And it's so much that went on back in the day. That, you know, I regret not knowing very much of the business at a teenage age, but then neither did my parents. We all didn't know everything, but you're being ripped off, put it like that, from people around you that you feel that is supporting you and helping you. So a lot of us was there. There was people there before me in this business that paved the way for me that was in the same situation.
I know that Troy now has his own show.
Yes.
Aptly named. Prince of Queens. I don't know where he got that name.
I know.
Anyway,
Thursday nights?
Yes.
Prince of Queens.
Oh, it would be so cool to have both of you on, because you two are.
I know.
You're a scream.
By the way, where is he?
You know,
I don't know. He's either home or on some cruise. I think he went to the cruise and then he said he'd be back because we got to travel Friday.
Uh-huh.
So he better be back.
Yeah, right.
Troy, so, you hear me, Troy?
Troy, you watching this and being coy, Troy.
So
let's get to some of the questions that some of the people are putting here. And
now y'all be nice out there. I know some fans.
Oh, we love you. Everybody loves you. We don't
bad things or
we don't have that.
Business.
Oh no, we don't have that in the basement.
Sometimes they just run it from the basement and just do it.
But wait, you know, I'm sorry. I'm going to do this in a second, but flashback to, I think, the first time on the podcast, and your biggest fan, Eric, called in. I didn't know what was
Eric
going on.
Eric Cummings, is he there?
I don't think so.
He said he was coming on. He told me. Yeah, he said, I'm going to be on in the basement.
Really?
Wherever his artists are.
No, I didn't understand then. But
Eric Cummings and Richard Cook, those two are like the biggest fans on there.
Yeah.
They fight over me. He'll bring out his hat. Eric will bring out his hat with the gold record. And what's the name of just, you know, got to pop in saying something. I love them both.
I know. I'll post up the the phone numbers so that people can call in. Sometimes Eric might do that. The first question is, how did Evelyn feel about Janae's remake of Shame?
Ah, good question. When I first heard it on the Lowdown Dirty Shame.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When I first heard it, first of all, I heard them first. And then somebody said, oh, well, then we heard you. I didn't know until I had to, you know, wait till I seen the movie. And I found out and I went, oh, that's pretty cool. It was just laid back. Mm-hmm. But I was very flattered because I was going, oh, okay. Okay, somebody put out something more laid back with some kind of, you know, laid back flow. I thought it was flattering. I was very happy to hear it.
Nice. Very pleased. Yeah. Someone says that when they first heard you singing Shame, they thought it was two tons of fun. I just wanted to throw that. Two grown women.
That means like, power. I love it.
Power. Absolutely.
That's nothing but power.
Martha, are you kidding?
Martha Watt. What was it? Izora? What was the name?
Yes.
The top.
Yes.
The top.
Yes.
No one could touch them either.
That's right. 14 years old
when they came out.
Mm-mm. Nothing like
them. I know you're still unbelieved by that, aren't you?
I'm still in a space because when I found out, I've been in music like since I could hear, and it's like I said, it exploded. And it's like to learn that it was I was like, what? No, somebody's making a mistake. That I remember my
also,
first.
Also, I don't know if it's right. I don't know if it's right. According to T Life, I don't know if it's right was released before Shame. Just so you know.
Mm. Was it released before Shame?
That's what he said.
Mm. Oh.
Now y'all want to get the skinny on real talk on the, you know, about Evelyn's career. I mean, you got T Life to talk to because I respect him, and we still talk. We're still buddies. You know, we have no bad blood because of what we all went through. Because we both went through some, you know, hell back then. Mm-hmm. Him, John Fitch, a lot of the people. Sam Peek, you know, Mr. Saxophone. Without his sax,
oh
you
man,
know, you hear that? You
know, yes,
itself amazing. But John Fitch, Ruben Cross, and T Life. I mean, just it's so many people that was involved with my career back in the day. And it's like, you know, I just praise them all and thank them all because without music, real musicians,
the
studio with these instruments and doing all this stuff, you had Instant Funk was my first band to go on tour with. Mm. And then you had Trussell. From Virginia. So, I mean, come on. I got my mind made up. Come on.
Yeah,
you know.
Baseline.
Very, very proud of all that.
Do you still play congas on stage?
Yes, I do.
See there?
I drop it like it's hot. First, I sing, give him a little, you know. I go, y'all ready to see me get down? My husband laughs at that all the time because he was like, where'd that come from, you know? But it's even Troy. Him and Troy just. They got me down to where they're actually imitating me on the stage while I'm performing. They're on the side imitating what I'm about to do. What I'm about.
So I cannot see them imitating. You can dance your behind off.
I feel free. I feel free on that stage. I feel free dancing. I have to give you this. When I first began and we would go out and meet, you know, do the meet and greets at clubs and sign autographs or say hello and, you know, just let them know that we appreciate them. And the DJs would say hello. And we tell the DJs we appreciate them playing our music and hanging out. Wherever there was a mirror, Evelyn was going to dance by herself. Any club you take me to, if they playing some music I love to dance to, I would dance until they closed. I would just keep dancing. So it was just a habit. But my mom taught me the, you know,
you do the shimmy.
My mom taught me the shimmy.
You be shaking. You know, you still doing the giving them the belly, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. thanks a lot, Javon. Thank you.
I was saying like, you know.
But I do it, but it's not as cute as it used to be.
It's still cute. Are you kidding me?
No, because when I catch a cramp, ain't nothing cute happening up there.
But can I tell you,
don't know that, but you do now.
I am envious of your knee game. You have knees. You drop it and bounce back up. Girl, let me tell you, if I drop, that's it. It's
over. You want me to pick you up, is that it?
That's it. Drag me. Don't try to pick me up because that's going to hurt. Just drag me to the next destination.
I got all that from my mom. My mom had so much youth in her before she passed. So much energy. Very vibrant. Always love to have a good time and laugh and smile. And when I remember me, my sister, and my mom went out, we were all the same height. That was a good thing. Back then. Yeah. All five, what? 5'5"? Yeah, 5'5". And, well, I dropped an inch. The older we get, you know, I didn't realize all this stuff going on. I'm still learning this stuff. I'm telling you, anybody got some notes, tell me what to do so I can get taller again, besides the heels. But there's so much that my mom and dad would do to just, you know, that influenced me to just be the person that I am. That's it. That's basically where it all stems from. But I have idols, guys. And my idol with that performing on stage for you is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Prince, there, of course, there was people before him, but I paid more attention to him the more I performed, because you give your all. And sometimes people say, you know, you're giving too much. You're giving too much of your all. You got another show. I'm like, don't worry. I can handle it if it's good for me. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm good. My husband freaks out when I get up on a stage after, it could be months, after a whole 12 months or so that we just had this pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. I jumped up on stage. I have not been singing and have not been dancing. Mm-hmm. Just being a wife and a person that I am, taking care of, you know, my family, trying to talk to my family, make sure my brother's okay, you know, watching, trying to check out everybody on Zoom if we can, because that was our only choice, you know, couldn't fly nowhere, wasn't doing anything. And when I got up on that stage, it freaked him out. I got up there, sang. He was like, oh, I didn't know you still had your voice. Where's it going to go? I didn't do nothing to it. The thing is, and you know, a lot of them, I need to school them. You don't have to do anything if it's comfortable for you not to do anything. If it works for you that way, fine. Everybody has their own techniques. Right. I don't have to follow that if it's not for me.
Right.
I don't drink tea. I like jasmine tea, jasmine green tea, but I don't have to sit up and drink tea. It dries me out. Mm. It actually makes me hoarse.
Right.
Which is the opposite with the honey.
Mm.
But, you know, yeah, it dries me out. Coffee. Here you go. Mama needs some coffee. That's me. I need my coffee every day, all day. I got to have me some water. I drink lots of water. Actually, I drink more water than I used to. And, you know, I'm diabetic. I have type 2 diabetes. I never even shared that with anyone. But I'm good. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to take care of it and be healthy. And I'm trying to learn more. There's a lot to learn. It was, you know, my dad had diabetes and passed from it. And I have a brother that I'm praying for him to just hang in there. Kenneth, you know I love you. And if you're listening or watching, because he's always online, you know I love you. So we just need you here. We need you. So you got to fight too. We can't do it all for you. You got to fight for yourself as well. So just know that. I'm praying. But, you know, and anyone out there dealing with it, there's a lot of things that we all deal with. But yeah, I just know that, thank God, for the grace of God, he got me to get up on that stage and say, this is for you fans, because you have made her who she is today. So that's my way of thanking him, because Prince taught me to get up there with them heels. Mm-hmm. But I've always worn heels, you know, before he even thought about them, probably.
We have a caller. 8773 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Brother Abdul Muhammad. I'm calling from New York City in the Bronx.
Hey. All right. Boogie down.
What's up, Bronx?
Is this Javon?
Yes, this is Javon.
Javon, Miss King, I love your music and everything. But I really have to ask Javon a question.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Javon, are you from Classen Point?
Yes.
We grew up together.
Did we now?
Yes, we did. I'm going to prove it to you. You remember Caesar?
Absolutely.
This is me.
Goodness, it's nice to hear your voice, Caesar. You see what happens, Evelyn, when you come through.
Yeah, that's so special.
You bring out everybody. You bring out the special.
That's very special.
That is special. How you doing, Caesar?
Yes, you are.
Ah,
you know my name is Abdul Muhammad. Now, you know I named my daughter after you?
You named your daughter after me?
After yes, me. I did.
Am I the mother?
Wow.
Am I the mother?
No.
Or am I the daddy? What happened? I don't got no little ones out there now. Do I?
No.
She has to say hello. She's just so.
What's her name?
Mommy, I just fed her before after I woke up. Say hi, Foxy.
No, what is she? Hello. Is she having Foxy?
A Maltese, full bred Maltese.
Okay.
She's a miniature. She's very spoiled. And this is our only child. Oh. She acts like a human. She doesn't. My husband tells everyone she acts just like my wife. And
what's her name?
Claws like my wife and everything.
Oh. All right.
Her name is Foxy.
Oh, Foxy, yes. Okay.
Foxy Fox.
Foxy Fox. Yeah. Hey, Foxy. Cutie pie.
Thank you. Now that's enough. Mommy has to work, okay? You be a good girl, you see. Say bye-bye.
Bye, Foxy.
Okay.
Melvin Browning wants to know what it was like working with the legendary Kashif.
Oh, wow. Well, actually, it was very different than a lot. Everybody like is individual. It was different because he was so into, playing the keys and making the sounds. And so you only got to really know him of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of his musicianship, was where it was with us. I got to know him when he called me in. Well, no, the record company called me in at the time and let me know that we have these guys. This is a team effort here, Evelyn. Mm-hmm. And we have these two guys, which is Paul Lawrence Jr.
Paul Lawrence Jr.
The third, I think it says. Yes. And him and Kashif. Just had these songs, Betcha, Get Loose, I'm in Love, Love Come Down, just Back to Love, just a bunch of songs that, A&R presented to me through them. And it was just amazing because when you walked in the studio, it was just all you saw was, somebody hitting on the keys, just doing bobbing heads and, jamming to some serious music, which is end up being the songs that I had to record. But that's the way we end up encountering meeting each other.
Mm.
But Kashif was always very, very strict about, the vocal sounds or, picking out things and being very persistent of, I want to make sure it goes right here. He was one of those kind of guys. And sometimes you don't have a lot of those producers like that, songwriters and producers. Some of them just want you to just go in there and do, but he was very particular about everything that he wanted done. And I appreciated that because I was like, as long as you know what you want, but don't worry, I'm a singer. I've already been in the game enough to know what I need to do. That's the way we would chit chat with each other. Don't worry, I got you. We're going to have a hit. So let's just do it. But it was fun working with him because he wanted to bring back the youth in Evelyn, the sound, the youngster in Evelyn, the voice of that being more young and youthful because it was around that time for a change in what I was already doing. Like you were saying, it was a shock hearing my voice at 14 and 15 that way.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it just made me go backwards.
Mm.
Vocal-wise, I went backwards, but it was right on time because it was what was happening at the time. It was relevant at that time.
Right.
And it was at the right time.
It's still relevant right now.
It's still relevant right now. Everything really that I had has kept me afloat, without any of this songs from the beginning to now, it's keeping me afloat. I have not been back in the studio since 2015 with my brother, Johnny King. Say hi, Johnny. Y'all got to make sure.
Hey, Johnny.
I'm going to make sure you talk with Johnny. The musician like Prince.
I follow Johnny also. So, okay. I'm all up. So
Johnny King got it going on because I had my last song was a dance song. Not saying I shouldn't say last song because it's not over. Yeah, I'm not done. It's just that I'm just been traveling and trying to focus on me. Sometimes we got to focus to make sure that we can keep on going.
Not sometimes. That is a theme
all the time. Right. Main focus. Exactly. Should be main focus.
Yes.
But
I mean, Dance All Night is the song. Mm-hmm. I hope y'all listen to it because it's serious.
Yes.
I still love it, but it's not required. They don't want to hear that. Yeah, I love y'all fans, but y'all want to hear everything old, nothing new, and then you complain going, well, why didn't you put out something new?
I'm like, well, y'all everything remember? Classic.
Classic. Classic.
Because
no, they don't say that. They come backstage and they go, I even go, should I go ahead and do one of my, I want to do one of my newer songs, just like Open Book and all the other, Open Book, the ballad.
Yes.
That and other songs that I had out before Dance All Night. And they'll just go, no, we just need you to do Shame, Bet You I'm In Love, Love. I said, excuse me, I have more hits than that. You know, I can feel mad. But you have to be honest with them and let them know. You know, you have to let your fans know, I have more songs than that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you want them to pay attention to the other songs, but then they go, but this is the one we want to hear. This is what we grew up on. Well, what about the other kids coming after you?
How about that? So
That's it. Got to school them.
We have one more caller. I'm going to take it. Caller, you're going to have to be very brief because we have to play a game with Miss Champagne King, and then we have to let her go because she got things to do.
I just want to take my husband out to dinner.
I know.
We're gonna
let you go in a few minutes, but 4306 are the last four digits of your number. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Eric, coming from Oakland.
What up, Eric?
I knew it.
Yes, Eric.
But Eric, wait, before you start, you got to be brief this time. You got to be very brief. Okay? You only got 2 minutes. Go.
Evan, I love you and Freddie. Thank you for this music for all my life. I just turned 53 2 weeks ago, August 2nd, and I brought in my birthday with you, my last birthday. But let me tell you something. Watch your descent, shake down. Come on, you don't break down. I love
you, Eric. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Eric. Happy birthday to you.
Aww. I love you. I love you guys. I can't wait to see you.
I love you too, Eric. God bless you. Stay safe.
I love you. Don't listen. Tell Freddie I said hi. I love you. See you.
I will.
Love you, Eric. Thank you. Thank you.
Our producer, Ulysses Pop Carter, told us that Freddie Jackson just texted him and he is watching and sending his love to you also.
Oh, hi, Freddie. Thank you so much, Freddie.
Yeah.
God bless you and please stay safe out there. I'll see you on the road.
So now it's time for us to play a game called Rapid Fire. Therese, please tell Evelyn how it goes.
Okie dokie. Rapid Fire is our game. It's a word association game. And the way it works is that we will both take turns with saying a word and you say what immediately comes to mind. So there's no thinking. It's like whatever that provokes. There's no wrong answer. And it's just to give people a peek behind the veil of Evelyn Champagne King.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go first. Okay. And my word is first word, queen.
My mom. Mom.
Disco.
Disco. 1977.
Baby. Good year. Love.
Family.
Community.
Bronx.
Yes. Music.
Soul.
Performance.
Performance. I'm gonna say Prince.
Self-care.
Self-care. You.
And my last one will be life.
God.
Amen. Okay, Javon, you're up next.
Okay. Dancing.
Evelyn.
Singing.
Evelyn.
Church.
Church?
Mm-hmm.
Church. Spiritual.
Party.
Kids.
Tears.
Child.
Emotion.
90 seconds.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Loss.
Siblings.
Love.
Money.
Gone.
Michael Jackson.
One word.
Just one.
50 seconds.
Amazing.
Chaka Khan.
Idol.
Thank you so very much. Oh, and so there's going to be, thank you so much. There's going to be another, you hear that announcement, that lady saying 60 seconds and 90 seconds. We're going to let her run. And then once she finishes announcing.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Once she finishes announcing moments in time, we're going to ask you for 2 drops.
Okay.
And then basically we'll be done.
Like, I'm Evelyn Champion King. You know, I know.
Yeah. Okay. So then you can take your handsome husband to dinner.
He might be asleep. You kidding? We're going to be sitting there watching.
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, no.
Okay. So.
We got to do this some more. I like this. This is
awesome.
This is what I'm saying, Evelyn.
Yeah, it is fun. It's just that I was like, what? I even asked her. I said, Therese, ask her. I said, Javon, what are we going to be talking about? She said, whatever you want to talk. I said, really? So you want me to come on at what time and what time? And what? I'm like,
and chit chat. I ain't coming just to chit chat with you.
Yeah, I said, I'm just going to chit chat.
We chit chat on the phone. Get dressed up,
but no, I don't mind this because I still gotta, you know, keep up with everybody, and everybody got to keep up with us because we're all we got.
And we love to see you. We need to see you, and we have a need to know that you're okay in the world. So
I'm okay. Thank God. I thank God every day. I wake up. We all waking up. Those of us that can,
yes.
You know, we got so much going on, you guys, and it's so horrifically terrible that it's scary. I get stressed as though I'm taking on all the stuff, you know. That's the bad thing. I really need to stop doing in order for me to take care of me, because stress is not a good thing.
No,
it doesn't help anything. It doesn't get us anywhere.
Right.
But I need this in order to bring, you know, my happy joy back again. So yes. I appreciate it.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate it with all my fans. I love you. And don't worry, I'll be ready to drop it like it's hot again. It's coming soon. Because what, Saturday? I can't wait. I cannot wait.
That's what's up.
I cannot. Play the Cougars, sing, and drop it like it's hot.
Where are you going to be? Tell folks where you're going to be on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got a serious, what I was doing earlier, I got a serious calendar. I know y'all can't see that, right? You can't see that.
We can see it, sort of. Yeah.
Look at that. All the way to 22. Oh.
Nice.
All the way to 22. So I know right now, well, one of my shows was postponed already. I'm going to Denver. I'm about to go to Denver. And then I'm going to Anniston, Alabama. And then I'll be in Ontario, California, Orange County, Phoenix, Boston, Portugal, Palm Springs, Hard Rock Cafe, Atlantic City. So if I'm in Atlantic City, y'all should take a trip. Just come hang.
Oh, you know what? Really?
All right.
When you come to Atlantic City, please,
I'll let y'all know. Y'all let me know.
And you know, I'm there.
All right.
And I'm a drag Leslie Poo with me.
Everyone out there in a city or a state.
Thank you. You know
what? Does it better? I know.
Only the real singers call me Javon. That's
it. Oh, it's Javon.
But yeah. You know what? That's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm only
her wife.
Okay.
calls me Javon also. Javon. I don't know. She doesn't do it anymore, but she used to.
And your wife is amazing. Please tell her that.
Thank you.
Well, I'm telling you. You're talking about seeing someone under the table.
I'm surprised she didn't pop in, but she...
Oh, my God. What amazing singer.
Absolutely. But who don't love Monifa? Huh. That's how that goes.
You better ask somebody.
Better ask, right? How about that?
Like they say, Google me. When I first heard that, y'all, I thought it was hilarious. I said, okay, I'm going to ask people to Google me. It's a comedic thing to them now when I say it, because I go, why don't you just Google me? They go, oh, when I first pop up saying Evelyn, your name pops up all over the thing.
You know, you can't even Google Evelyn without Evelyn Champagne King.
There's only one Evelyn Champagne King, baby.
That's right.
That's why I had to tell him earlier when we spoke earlier, and I said, who's this? Because I was in the middle of 50,000 things. You said, Evelyn. I was like, Evelyn who? He's like, oh, there's another one.
You guys are terrible.
Yes, yes, yes.
In a good way.
What's new since you came on the show or anything like that is that we have a 24-hour radio station, WJBR Internet Radio, is internet radio station that's on 24 hours. It's licensed through ASCAP, BMI, SOCAN, and Canada.
So how can I pop on if someone else is on? Just let me know how I could pop on if I want to say something.
You popping on now, really, to be honest, you're popped on. You're popping. You're on and popping.
I'm on and popping. Okay.
You're on and popping.
Well, at least I know that I'm always up to par. I have to be up to par.
You're beautiful.
Sometimes y'all want me to get on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hell to the no. I love you. But no. I had to say that because some of them want me to get up so early. And I'm going, look, I never miss an interview. That's number one. Never had. Okay, it might have been one. But I don't really miss interviews because I love this. And it's because of you that I'm doing what I'm doing. So I love this, guys, but y'all have to make sure that we are up, popping, and ready.
Yes.
To get on camera, because you know, girls, that y'all be out there talking about us. You know, over and over, you see her hair. She ain't had no lipstick on. Her eyelash fell. One's leaning and eyebrows long. I checked things out twice. I even had to ask Javon before I got on.
You know something?
Cool.
We had one of our loves on, and she was literally putting her lashes on while she was talking to us. It is just that kind of
vibe.
Yes. Shout out to Avery Sometimes. Yes.
But let me let y'all talking about us in a negative. I'm talking about the fans. We love our fans, but they tell me things when I'm on stage. They let me know I had a hole in my stocking, and I just said, you know what? I'm going to keep on singing because I have nothing to do with my voice.
There you go.
That's it. And just you know, for those who may wonder and say, oh, she asked Javon how her makeup was. Yeah, that's only for the experts. Like, that's for those who already look good. For those who already look good, you can ask me. All right. If you really like suspect, don't ask me. Go back and do some more and then come back, because I
figured you would be more honest. I figured you would be honest.
You are
straight up. Is something wrong with something? Let me know. Am I good? You was like, no, you're good.
Exactly.
You know, if there's something missing or something,
yeah.
Aww. Just figure it out.
You're beautiful.
Okay.
Anyway.
Man, this was amazing. And Javon is right. She is such a good time.
Didn't I tell you, Rezzy, that you was going to love her?
Yes.
Fine. I'm just being myself, guys. And I appreciate you guys being yourselves as well and doing the interview and wanting to do it. It wasn't actually an interview. It was more like just having a good time together.
Exactly.
I appreciate that.
Evelyn, please tell your friends.
I will.
You know, just.
I will.
Oh, I'm going to. You know what I'm going to do?
I have to get. Remember, we was talking about something.
Yes.
I have to say, Najee.
Yes.
And friends is out. My husband is also touring with them. Freddie Fox.
Yes.
Najee, you have to get on the show.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you hear me calling you out on here, so hopefully you can watch it. I'll let him know to ping it in, you know, and watch. And Freddie Fox has to get on here as well.
Yes, yes.
Talk about their hits out there, because you all are traveling. And big ups to the musicians and all of my musician friends out there. You know, do what you got to do. This is the platform.